Give and Take podcast with Brucey, Chuff and Losh.
How are we, gentlemen?
Hi, Damon.
Wait your fucking turns. Fucking Damon's take two.
Settle down, Damon.
He's been very grouchy tonight.
Fucking hell.
Because I don't want to talk about Chop's homosexual topics. Then he thinks I'm grouchy.
Well, you know what?
No, not at all. He's got a little bit of sand in the vagina.
How solid Damon is right now.
Adam,
has
Adam,
he purposely
Adam,
worn
can I just
a top that he is.
Can I just wind it back? In the car park, we pulled up at the same time and he got out. Out. And I said to him, I said, Bill, you're looking pretty swole at the moment.
What's swole?
Swole means like buff.
Swollen.
Oh, swollen.
Yeah. Whoa.
And,
gas.
What did you say? You just gave me a bit of lip. And
I went, it's a tight shirt. It's a tight shirt.
I was like, okay.
That's a symptom of, you know, when you're on the gas.
Yeah.
You just get angry.
Do you reckon he's on it?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he snapped at me and I actually was like, well, last time, Adam, Damon, it's not your story. I'm telling the story. And I said, this is the last time I paid you.
Sensitive tonight, Adam, really.
Damon.
Out of the two of us, who's sounding the more
Adam,
sensitive right now?
Adam, you can't take his side tonight.
I snapped at him.
You're always on Damon's side.
I'm not always on anyone's side.
You are. You are.
Okay.
Flat accusations here.
Flat out. But what the attitude I got, I said to him, I'm not going to give you any more compliments anymore.
You know, I said it's a tight shirt.
Damon's in a heavy training phase.
Damon, it's not what you said.
Let him build.
I said, it's a tight shirt.
Adam, it's not what he said. It's how he said it. Okay. And look.
All right, to the three listeners that are still listening to this, how are you?
Look, see, sand in the vagina. Sand in the vagina. But how are we, boys?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, Chop. Can't complain. Well, I can, but who's going to listen?
There we go.
Couple of hundred people we have listening to us every single week.
Nah, you know what? I'm excited to be here. Genuinely, one of the best parts of my week is coming to this studio. Seeing you, Chop, seeing you, Damon.
When he's happy.
Engaging with our listeners.
He reckons he's getting up too early at the moment. Too many gym sessions.
Are you doing 2 a days?
No.
How many are you averaging a week at the moment?
Why are we talking about this? Really? There's nothing else to talk about.
See? Attitude tonight. We want to know
attitude,
about you. The listeners want to know how your recovery's going, for fuck's sake.
Fine.
Oh, geez, wow. Wow, Adam.
Sounds like he needs to just, rub one out.
I think there's just better things to talk about.
Yeah, what happened?
I think there's just better things to talk about.
Did you have a bad day on the wheels today?
No, mate. No bad day was on the wheels. There's no such thing as a bad day on the wheels.
Oh, you can't be blasting rims with that attitude.
No, they keep the world spinning, literally. So never a bad day with the rims.
Never a bad day.
But, Chop, how are you going, mate? You've had a break from social media.
I've taken a 2 week break. I haven't been on for nearly 2 weeks now.
How's it feel?
It's fucking weird.
Would you say
so? No Facebook,
positive,
no Instagram.
Positive weird.
I tell you what, you're addicted to, Adam, is the fucking scrolling. I've got Twitter as well, so I'm not off social media fully. I'm off like obviously Facebook and Instagram. Twitter is just basically catch up on NFL.
Cunts. That's where you're off.
I'm off, but. It's a little
bit. Sorry for the language at home.
No, it's just, sometimes it's the first time I've ever done it. Like, just not going on social media, deleted both Facebook and
Instagram. I do agree with you. The mind numbing scrolling through, you can sit there for 10 minutes and not know what you've scrolled through, but you've wasted 10 minutes.
It's like the pokies.
Yeah.
So apparently in China, they're implementing it. I don't know if it's restricted to teenagers or something like that, where.
There's an age demographic. I've heard this as well.
When you scroll now, like say if it's an Instagram post, whatever their equivalent is, I don't even know if they've got Instagram there.
It's an equivalent.
It's like five scrolls and then a pause.
Oh.
Five and then a pause. So it's not like a constant.
That's a good idea.
So they're just little things like that because it's starting like with the youngsters because they're getting so young. It's like.
What I've found is that like
pokies.
So everyone's busy and everyone will be doing things and but when you have a moment where you just. You pick it up and you scroll.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to delete that thing. It's not, I don't need it. Nobody needs it. But, I mean, some people do. I mean, I guess that's part of some people's livelihoods. But just when you find, like, you're just done something. Oh, a quick look.
It's
a nothing look. Like, you haven't searched for anything. You haven't, it's just nothing's come up and then you're like, oh, that's a waste.
And same shit over and over. Yeah. This morning, woke up. And for the first 140 posts was just Messi winning the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Just variations of that.
That's sort of why I guess I did it. It was just doing mind numbing stuff like at work, picking up your phone, just doing that shit. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Just gonna fucking not. Just gonna try 2 weeks. No social media. No nothing. No posting. Nothing. Not
Do
looking.
You feel
nothing.
Out of the loop.
Yeah, it's weird in that way because there's stuff that I know is happening, but I've got no way of getting that information.
When you say stuff, do you mean like the main reason that I would even keep social media or any? I've only got Instagram at the moment, but the only reason I'd keep it is that, you know, I'll get a funny meme from Damon or you or any of my mates. It's just more of an engagement as a laugh kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like if that's the only part I would actually miss. The actual news, I can get that anywhere else. You know, the mind-numbing crap, nobody needs. So like if I was to miss something, that'd be the only thing. I'd just be, oh, that was a funny meme. Like, cool.
Because I've always had to use it, obviously when I was DJing back in the day and that, you had to use it for promotion, stuff like that. I've just always had to have it. And now I was like, well, fuck it, you know. Take 2 weeks off, see what it's like. I'm not really missing it in any way, shape or form, but it's just like you pick up on a lot more things. Like I'm checking apps that I never used to check before because I don't have those two apps. It's fucking weird. And all it is that you're addicted to the scroll. Oh,
mate.
It's fucking really strange. I implored anyone to do it.
I think the Apple phone tells you how much time you use on it.
Yeah, every week.
I'm not going to look because it would infuriate
me.
It
blows your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Most people average about, I think, that 6 to 8 hours a day on their phone. That's how crazy it is.
Well, on the phone. No, I can understand that, but I'm specific to those social media sites.
Like a couple hours.
That's genuine waste of time. Like, that for me is a genuine waste of time.
Absolutely.
A lot of mine's at red lights. Like, I'm actually at the red light. My phone's mounted and it just...
Quick scroll.
Open it, scroll. Like you said, nothing scrolls. Nothing
but
scrolls.
But like you said, nobody ever really posts... what's actually going on in their life. It's all the happiest, fun, coolest moments in their life. But you don't really, and this is the big thing with, I think, men's mental health is you don't really know how people are going in their lives until you ask them, until you see them.
It's fake, not in the sense that these things hadn't happened to them, but more about that they're portraying an image to people to say, this is how happy I am, or this is how...
Sunshines and rainbows.
Exactly. And it's
all the time.
You know, you never see... You obviously don't see the other side. And it's funny, like, you'll do a photo with your missus. I'll do a photo with my missus with kids. And the work behind it to get that photo is like, oh, I got to get this spot. Oh, let's take this one. All right, whatever. Bang. All of a sudden, that's 10 minutes. You picked up this one photo, post, beautiful, looks perfect.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It's like... Because I've lived that photo, I'm like, that wasn't an easy task.
Yeah.
Especially trying to get a one-year-old to smile.
It's just interesting.
I don't really post. The only thing I post is if I see a dumbass meme and I'll share it or something Carlton that no one cares about anyway, I just share it because I'm excited about it or whatever. So I could easily go without it from that.
Oh, I only share what
the interactions what we get on WhatsApp anyway. We send them to each other, but just like you said, it's probably that the memes and the sport. Like I could do with Twitter because like Twitter, I don't feel like
you're not engaging with people. Like really I still got Twitter. It's just to keep up with the NFL stuff.
Yeah. You know what I found as well. Like so, if you go onto the ESPN websites and any sport websites, they're getting the stuff that is on social media. Not necessarily that's the news, but they're using it as their. The basis of their articles, whatever. Yeah. Like, oh, if there is a blow up on Twitter or if there is a blow up on Instagram, chances are they're writing an article on it. Like, you're going to know about it. You might not know about it as quickly, but you will know about it. Like, so, I would want to do the CHOP thing, like do a fucking a break, but you know, I'm on strict instructions from CHOP that I cannot do that at this point in time.
You're the lifeblood.
Because I have a heavy presence on Instagram, as you can see.
God forbid our 400 followers.
600.
Don't have it. No, I'm saying my personal.
Yeah.
300 or 400 followers.
What I will say is like, you do like, for like obviously my son, Lauren will post a photo and I'll share it. And beautiful. And, you know, you don't get that many reactions to it. Like, you know, people.
And anyone's following you.
People look at
Lauren.
It and go, oh, that's cute. Scroll across. Exactly what I do to other people. I'm not.
But now it's also a matter. It's just now another kid. Another kid. Oh, you're pregnant. Pregnant.
People do it. Obviously,
pregnant. Getting married.
I think it's big with women as well, as well as men. Like, you post it sometimes to get the attention that you're after as well.
I reckon women engage with each other more. They must.
Yeah, of course.
Because
there's no reason to then post this stuff if you're not getting engagement from it. Like,
well, I don't know, man. Because some are like, you see some shit.
Yeah, but like, if you check some, like, so we would, like, you'd see that photo and go, what the fuck is the point of it? And sometimes, like, it's a photo, half naked lady, and then it's like at the bottom saying,
yeah,
a motivational quote, whatever it is. And then there's
let your light shine 30 through.
Yeah, other 30 other idiots below her commenting,
beautiful
fire symbol,
stunning
emoji, whatever. Right,
and it's, girl, kill it, girl, slay
so
queen.
So they are engaging with each other, like it is a way for them to get
queen,
for them to get some
reassurance.
Reassurance, build up their self esteem a little bit, like make themselves feel better if they're having a shit day.
But it doesn't last.
Denigrate that because, like,
oh no, sometimes, like as I said, you don't know what's going on in people's lives.
But it's a false dawn. Like what I would say to them is, if you're using it to build up your self esteem, it's not going to work because it will just crumble.
Yeah. Like, or so you, like, need to keep doing it.
If you need a little every now and then, just a little pick me up. Fine.
But I think
go for your life.
Like what Trump's saying is, a lot of them look at and look up to and admire and idolize these Insta girls for whatever reason. Hi girls, I know everyone's been asking.
Every photo's filtered. Every exactly photo's right. edited. So it's not fucking real.
You know, they go home and who knows? They got a horrible relationship or whatever they got going on in their life.
Well, they start doing their own heads in.
It's
stuff
this
like
false
that.
Like it's unattainable.
Yeah,
it is this like perfection.
It's unattainable.
You cannot get. No one has this perfect life. They're leaving out. They're getting sick. They're leaving out the friends. You know, whatever, your breakups, you're leaving out your 100%. Family, it's dying.
No one's going to put up a photo of them fucking crying or a video of them crying in a corner.
Yeah,
going,
exactly.
I'm really depressed at the moment. No one ever's going to fucking do that.
And then they mask it by these other photos. Yeah. And yeah, it's just.
So there's these, you know, on Instagram now where if you scroll and then there's like these reels that come up like every now and then. And if you click on one, oh, it just starts a chain. Like
rabbit hole. You go down the rabbit hole.
But it's a rabbit hole. But also, the next time you go on, it thinks you like that.
Yeah,
that
right.
That keeps feeding you. It's like, the algorithm.
I don't know what they're called. There's, you know, these people that stay in houses in the US. They make videos.
Content houses. That's what they're called.
Yeah, content. Whatever it is. Right?
Content creators.
Yeah. So I'm getting these fuckheads on my Instagram all the time. And not only is it them, it's their fan pages. Like, it's constant.
You got to go, don't want to see this content.
Yeah, I started,
it starts the
after a while,
algorithm.
I started realizing you could do that. And I was like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it now stops. You look at mine.
You have to do it, and it'll pick up pretty quickly, and it'll stop showing you shit like that.
Oh, fuck me. It's like, my Instagram thinks I'm a fucking teenage girl. Like, I've clicked on them, like, once, and then, like, you know, every now and then, like, click on a reel, because you go, there, but then you scroll the next one. Oh, it's again. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, so it's two in a row.
Oh, fuck.
I was going to say, like, before we move on, but always ask people. I think ask people if they're all right or how they're doing from time to time. Don't just fucking look on their Instagram and think everybody's happy. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So,
yeah.
I feel that's a big thing we don't do enough of these days. And
are you okay day?
Are you okay day? Big thing.
Make every day an are you okay day.
That's it. I was going to say something about him. I reckon he could have been a big YouTuber back in the day.
Yeah,
he could have, if you...
That could have been big anything.
Yeah, exactly. With your, like, persona and the hair and all that.
That
I reckon back
in anything.
If he started vlogging...
He's just big.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm not going down that path. He's fucking chesty. He's very chesty tonight. But
huge.
I reckon you could have been a big YouTuber.
Yeah, but I what a horrible way to make a living and be famous.
Why, but? They travel the world, make a fucking 10-minute video or a 4-minute video.
Damon's not... Okay. We talked about fake. We're not saying these people are fake, but they have to put on an act.
Yeah.
So, like, that, you know, Mr. Beast that did the Squid Game thing, right?
Yeah.
Bring that up.
I don't know anything about him personally or anything like that, but he's obviously a vlogger. He's doing all these things. He's not necessarily that person at home. Like, he's not... Yeah. If he's an outgoing personality, granted, yeah, but, you know, you have to act in a certain way. It's like when we do a podcast, you can't just be yourself. You have to be a little bit more.
Mm.
Otherwise, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So just so people know, we're giving a bit of background before we jump into it, boys. Mr. Beast is a big YouTuber. He creates videos, gets fucking millions and tens of millions of views on them. So he did one of the Netflix Squid Games, the one where they're basically running towards a doll and they get shot and stuff like that.
No, he did the whole thing.
But the one we're looking at the picture right now is of that. So now he's facing criticism for how he did it. He put $450,000 up.
One person won
$450,000.
So it was $1,000 per contestant. So he had $456,000 like on the show, but it cost him about $2 million to put together.
And so far, we're just reading some of the tweets here, but he had 103 million views in 4 days. It took 7 weeks to make. He added Netflix Squid Game series 111 million views in 30 days, and it took 10 years to make.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it only took him 7 weeks because it took the other guy the years to create it.
Yeah, so to get it bought. Yeah.
But look, I haven't watched it. Probably not going to watch it. But I will say this: like that 103 million views, how much does that get him in terms of revenue?
Not a whole lot. Like the views aren't crazy. You didn't get crazy amount of money for views.
Yeah, because YouTube sort of basically, if you're copying content or you have music, it demonetizes the video. So where these guys make their money now is selling advertising space. Yeah. So they make money from the advertising. Like they're going to
go. Yeah, but YouTube selling it, right?
No. Yeah. That's the people going to their advertiser saying, we know we average between 5 to 10 million views per video. It will cost you this much for us to mention you in the video after the video and that. And that's how they make the money. Because YouTube, I think a couple of years ago, all the big YouTube like David Dobrik, Logan Paul and all that, they used to make millions just from the videos.
Yeah.
And then because they'd put music in or something like that, YouTube had to start copyright infringement and demonetize their videos.
Okay.
So now what these guys do is they don't give a fuck. Like
probably made nothing off the YouTube.
Yeah, because he's just copy. If he's got
So YouTube is saying, well, we're not going to pay you. We're going to pay the person who made this.
No. They're just saying we're not paying anybody. That way it's just a free platform for someone to upload a video. Okay, That's how YouTube are getting out of having to pay like Sony and all that stuff, royalties and stuff.
And then he just now like his name grows, obviously.
Yeah.
His brand grows and his merch and his
So he technically goes, basically, all the money he makes, he pumps into his next video. So he's not – because I remember watching an interview with him. He's like, I'm not as rich as everyone thinks. Pretty much all the money I make, I'm just pumping into the next video to make it as good as possible to get more views and more sponsors and that. And that's how he's going to keep growing it. And obviously, this one's been his biggest one yet, I think, to date.
Yeah, I think so.
By a mile. So
it's like, up there as one of the like most viewed, like quickly, like to 100 million.
Has to be.
Yeah.
So crazy. So that will keep going. Obviously, this is all over the news. Also, with YouTube,
because obviously it goes around the globe, it's different countries with different sponsorships.
Yeah.
Advertising, sorry.
So I'm sure
RAC sponsorships on our ones.
Yeah. Have you watched the video? Have you watched it yet?
No, I'm not going to watch it.
I might watch it.
I struggle to watch. That's the thing, even you said, like, I could have been on YouTube. Like, I struggle to watch those guys. Like, just because it's.
Watching someone play a video game.
That's Twitch.
I don't get that.
Wow.
That's crazy. You know how much money people make on
Twitch?
Even
just with like just filming yourselves and staging it. Like that's this part that I'm like,
if you're a hot girl, right? So a lot of these YouTube girls have started getting into gaming because they're like, fuck, people actually want to watch this back. So what's her name? I think it's Karina Koff or something like Coffin. I don't know. She's friends with David Dobrik. She made $1 million from Twitch.
So she'll wear
in a week
bikini top.
And just play a video game.
Play video games. There's no nude. There's no nude in it. But you just just be and a hot she's girl just, playing.
Yeah. It's got to be hot an girl
playing
way.
A video and game. And
then girls, guys like these little horny 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds would tip the girls like.
So she just goes, "All right, I'm doing nothing at home. I'll just jump on Twitch, and bang, just make money."
During the pandemic, a lot of like comedians, a lot of like lower sort of actors and stuff
started
like that,
doing that.
Started making bank, filming themselves playing video games, and they already got a fan base. You know, a lot of these guys have got podcasts with 40,000 listeners, or whatever. Started a Twitch channel. And just bang. Literally just play games. And
then people talk to them while they're playing games. So they got their mic on, they're just reading the comments and answering people's fucking head. It's the easiest and funniest thing in the world to do when you think about it.
Yeah, Daniel could have done that.
That's what I'm saying. He could have been fucking huge and we could have been living off his coattails.
No, mate.
Yeah. Nah, but he would have found a way to fuck it up.
Thanks, Adam. It would be a scandal. As soon as everyone started getting Me Too.
All right, I got a question for you.
Too many skeletons in that closet.
Got a question for you. What has been one of your biggest regrets in terms of saying something out in public that you shouldn't have said and it's been overheard?
Wow, because I'm not normally one that says something out loud in public that gets, but on the weekend, I was at dinner with my wife and my son, obviously, and there was a table across from us. This was on Sunday. This was Sunday evening. It was still relatively warm. Definitely not was not heater worthy, right? We're outside. Lady comes out trying to put the heater on. And they're like, well, what the fuck? And it turns out one of the – there was one girl on this table of four, and she was cold. And I had a look at her and I thought, nah, she looks a little bit like a crackhead, right? She'd had a big night the night before. She's going to come down kind of thing. Like, it looked like a catch-up of old siblings or something. Like, just wasn't right. Like – it was
– be forced.
There was no reason to be cold. She had a, like, woolly thing on, like – I feel like that's why. So instead of saying that out loud, I type it on my phone and show my wife.
Oh, no.
Oh. So I typed it in a message and showed her, and she looks at it and goes, who's the crackhead?
Oh,
right out loud.
Oh, no.
And I went, oh. And like, you know, there's no reason for them to like, you know, think that we're talking about them or anything like that. I could have been showing anything. Like I said to her, look at this photo of Alessio. Like just so I can show her the phone. And she's like, who's a crackhead? She's got pregnancy brain. I give you that. Like, yeah, you know, but still.
Come on, Losh.
Come on, Losh.
You got to be better than that.
I guess that's her regret.
What about you, Losh? Or me?
Yeah, go on, Chop.
I can't say one of them because people may misinterpret it, but... the boys would know exactly what I'm talking about at Etihad Stadium.
Yeah. Don't say that one.
I won't say that one. One thing I definitely found...
let me just say, Chop, it's part of why we love you, but you do put your foot in your mouth a lot. So, like, from a regrets perspective...
Fucking hell, mate.
We don't have all night.
This guy.
Like, you...
Darren, you give me a few that I've done. Then.
Mason's surprise party last year. Remember?
No, he wasn't there. That was at Catter's house.
Yeah. And then Mason goes, I was wondering what Kiari gave away that night. I was like,
Go another one.
Oh, fuck.
It'd be stuff like, you know.
I remember
if one. We've had a big weekend.
Do it, please do it.
I remember one.
Yeah.
There was someone that we used to be friends with, and she had a nickname that.
This is what I was thinking about.
It wasn't her nickname. There wasn't. We gave her that nickname. Sammy behind her back, but she kind of knew about it, and definitely didn't know that we told other people that was her name. And then,
see, I didn't really know.
He didn't know her at all.
Yeah,
they would have been like first. So like, he definitely shouldn't know that. That's her nickname. So then he goes. Well, I don't know. He was trying to get everyone up and about, and she agreed with him. And he goes, "See, the bleep knows what I'm talking about," and calls her the nickname.
What's the nickname?
The Flange. I'm not gonna say who it is, but we said that the joke. It's just a harmless joke that it started one weekend and it just rolled.
Oh.
And the joke was she had a big flange and all this sort of shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Yeah, the Flange knows what I'm talking about." And we're all just like, "Oh my god!"
I think I said that and then the last name because that was the nickname, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say.
And these guys.
But I
went white, bro. I was just everyone looking at each other like, he's only just met her. He shouldn't know that's what we call her.
And I was just like, oh, fucking. I just thought that's what everyone called her and she was good.
Oh, nah.
But yeah.
I don't regret saying anything.
Give me another one.
I don't know. But I remember weekend I said something that pissed someone off, but I don't regret it. I was looking for something at the shop. I can't say what it was because it would give away a present that I bought. And I said, do you guys sell these things? Are they here or am I just retarded? And she was just like, oh. And I really taken back. And I was like, I forgot you can't really say that anymore. So I said, that one. I don't know if I regret it though.
No, she wasn't. Okay.
Well, she worked there.
Move
she
on.
Just, yeah, she was just, you know, at this certain store, there's a lot of people that work there that look often triggered.
Yeah, so, you shouldn't say it, but it's not hangable.
Yeah, no, but like I was saying it about myself.
Yeah. Now there is a few, like, I mean... With Chop, there's that many that you just forget them. They blend.
Exactly. There's so many.
So, like, there'd be, an instance where, we've obviously had a boys' weekend. You know, we've done stuff.
No, but I've never fucking done anything like that.
I'm talking about like, okay, you know, took one too many things, right? And then he just wouldn't read the room. So like it'd just be, that was a private setting and he's just like talking about it. But like, man, turn the volume down a little bit.
Just foot in mouth.
Just in general, Chop.
You've done it many times.
I don't
agree
with that one.
You've done it many times.
Oh, I know, no doubt. I just don't give a fuck.
Like, not in a bad way, because you just can't help it. But like, if there's something a secret or whatever, like I can't tell you to like the day of.
Fuck off! When else have I done that?
You've done it so many times.
No, but
times,
like, okay, spotted Mason's thing. That was just a fucking like.
Yeah, and there's been
the best way to sum
tell,
up.
Tell me when else have done
best
that.
Best way to sum up Chop when you're telling him a secret. If you tell him, I keep plenty of fucking secrets.
Mason's
Bucks party.
What?
Turkish's.
What?
What did I do? When it was supposed to be a surprise and you told him that what was happening. You let that slip. See? And that's just me on the spot. If I really thought about it, he gave me the win.
No, because he knew one thing they were doing, so I thought he knew everything.
Exactly. So that's why it's just, you say it best. You say nothing at all.
So Chop doesn't have this ill feeling about it. He wants to tell you the secret.
No.
It's more that...
Exactly. He doesn't... It's not...
If Chop's holding a secret, I guarantee you, if we saw him, we go, you got a secret.
Yeah.
We could see it in your face.
And he'd smile and go, what are you talking about?
Because that's shocking because I've got plenty of secrets.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but if there's something that like, all right, nah.
Okay, no, not a secret about
I'm trying to give you some credit.
I'm talking about someone's told you something.
Yeah.
For some silly, okay, let's say silly things like a party, but you make me sound like a fucking just blurred out every fucking thing.
No, but there's other ones. If you know this guy... And you have some other ones, send them in. I'll think of some other ones.
And you know what? Don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Because they were not that important.
I don't give a fuck.
Not that important.
Exactly.
Brucey, you got a bracket for us.
Oh, yeah. Just to continue the positive sentiment right now.
All right. Damon's a bit more chirpier.
The little wins.
Oh, Chris.
So this bracket is about the little wins in life, in daily life, you know? Nothing big,
Far away.
Round one. This one's going to be very hard to beat. Cancelled plans.
Ooh, the best plans are cancelled
plans.
Canceled.
And I'm talking about...
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this in the car. And you know how, like, something's been organised for a Saturday night and you forget about it all week. You get to Friday, you get to Saturday morning. You're like, oh, thank fucking can do nothing all day. And then your missus drops the bomb on you. Oh, we're going to...
Don't forget. You know, I told you that like 4 weeks ago.
I told you like, oh.
I need a follow-up reminder. Right. Like but it's 5 days before, like, every day leading up to.
It's from, you know, 5 days. And it's like it's a forced social outing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's up against when you've been wanting to leave an event, but not sure if it's the right time, right? You don't want to tell your missus and say, or missus or your friend and say, can we go? And then she just says... Do you want to go?
Yeah.
And you're like, yes.
I do.
That's a little win.
It is a little win. It's rare, that one.
I'm going to go with that one.
Nah, cancel plans.
Cancel plans are the best plans.
Sorry, I don't... I'm going to... Okay.
All right, so...
Yeah, because all the plans that you have, the plans that you made.
Yeah.
These are plans that we haven't made. We haven't made them. We're just plus ones.
Right. So, next one up. When you're little. This is more when you're little. But it still happens today. Just replace the word mum with, you know, the missus or roommate, whatever it is, or, you know, boyfriend.
Is this a breastfeeding thing?
Nah. when mum says, you're getting takeout for dinner.
Ooh, yeah.
We're getting Uber Eats.
All right.
Yeah, that's...
That's up against getting a text instead of a call.
Ooh, don't ever call me. I'll say that.
Why? Just like text calling
me.
You.
Text me. Unless it's going to be quick. But don't call me for a chat.
The first one beats that one by a fucking mile. We're getting Uber Eats tonight.
My mum calls for the dumbest shit. She's going to be listening to
this. Yeah, sometimes they get lonely and just want to have a chat.
But like it's 10:30, I'm at work with my hands inside a sandblaster and she'll call and I have my headphones in. So I'm like, oh, quick, I'll answer. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Like my tone already just know. Because we've been through this before. Yeah. Don't call me at this time. Hey, you know how we're at Nonna's the other day and she had a shitty toaster. You said you're going to get her one for Christmas. I'm like, yeah. She's like, I already got her one. I'm like, that's a text. It's November. Like the 4th.
Doesn't matter. That's a text.
And then I send back. So now every time she does it now, there's, you know, the dude with the sign, the guy in New York.
Yeah.
He's got one that says that call should have been a text. Could have been a text. Every time she does it to me now, I just send her that afterwards. just to let her know.
That's good. All right. So that's the
takeaway.
Takeaway wins.
Yeah.
All right. Next one up. Finding a $50 note on the floor.
Ooh, 50.
That's a big win.
Up against waking up in the night but realizing you still have some hours left in bed before
that one. That one.
Yeah, but what are we talking, like, you know, when you go to bed, say you go to bed 10 o'clock and then you got to wake up.
Your body just naturally wakes up.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
2 o'clock, whatever it is. And you're like, and you think it's 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
That is. It only happens 4 or 5 times, maybe in your fucking lifetime, it feels like sometimes. It happened to me the other week where I went to bed pretty early and I woke up and I was like, it's definitely 6. And it was like 11:15. I was like, oh!
11:15.
I got up and about. I was like, hey.
That's a bit extreme. That's like, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go do something.
Yeah, I almost got 2 up and about from it. So I had a little bit of joy in the time. I was like, smoking a little bit more joke. Fell asleep, woke up again. I promised you this happened to me a few weeks ago. Woke up again. I was like, okay, now it's definitely 6. And it was like 2:30. And I was like, this is the best night of my life. I've had 3 sleeps.
This is like the worst sleeping night of your life.
Yeah,
and Damon's celebrating it.
Well, I used to get up and go to the pee a lot. That stopped, by the way.
Yeah. Oh,
really good. Yep.
There's nothing worse than having to get it up to go for a piss in the night.
All right. Winning a multi.
What's that feeling like? Can you make a note, please? Just write down the word. Dave, just write Losh's multis. I'll talk about that when we get to sport.
It's pretty funny. All right, so winning a multi.
Yeah.
I put here 10-1, but it could be a 5-0, whatever.
I won a 5-1 yesterday.
Finding the last T-shirt or shirt or dress on the clothes rack, and it's your size.
Nah, winning.
I'm going the multi because I online shop.
I won a $5.25 one yesterday, $5.25.
I won a $12 one on Thursday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you did. It's great.
I only put $5 on it.
Oh, that
it was
sucks.
Like I left it up. Just make sure we bring it up.
How's this? I had Lamar into Baltimore into unders, and I thought I'd put overs. And nice. Lamar only got his yards, rushing yards, by 5 or 6 yards.
Always a lucky man, Chop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking highly doubt that.
All right. Getting that massive booger out of your nose.
Oh,
that. Unless the next one's winning the Powerball, that.
All right. Hitting all the green lights on the way to work.
Nah, booger.
Oh, shit.
Nah, actually on the way to work.
Nah, not the way. On the way home's better. Anywhere.
I mean, yeah, I don't have any traffic lights anymore.
I'm going to say booger. Yeah. That's a magnificent feeling.
Are we talking like one that you know when you're breathing, you know, like, your nose is blocked and then you get it out and it's just like you've had Vicks inhaler? Like
you've just picked it and you go, oh, that's a good one, right? It doesn't just take one little, you have to get a little.
Yeah, and then
bang.
So do you ever do it where like, you got that? Because you can't quite get it.
And then you do the horseman and go.
But like in the car, you kind of just do a couple light ones and then I'll be able to pick it and then you do it too hard. And
too soggy.
And it flies out somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're driving, you're like, where the fuck is it? I've done so many times, I'll be like, where is it? I'm like looking down, I get to the light.
It could be on your moat.
Yeah, sometimes. But then you look over, you're like, you got to change a radio station, it's on. Like, it's like on the number 3 or something. You're like, there it is.
Do you guys do that in the shower? I've got to do it pretty much every shower.
I do it every
just
shower.
Just to clean out. 100%. Look, if you don't do that.
When else do you do it?
You got fucking boogers out there.
I'm a bad picker. Like I
love
picking. I don't pick it. No, so I don't pick my nose at all. If I feel like I got one, I'll do block Loss one nostril and go.
But I pick
big horseman spray.
Because at work, all the sand from like sandblast, I might get some.
I get some
fucking.
All right,
sweet
so
boogies.
The booger wins.
Booger. Green lights is nice. So I hate red lights.
Okay, next up. Finally getting to take a piss after holding it in for like ages.
Oh, that's a good one. Right? That's a good one.
Early morning piss is like one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So you get up, you're fucking busting in.
Yeah.
Then getting to a car park, it's full, and then someone just pulls out right in front of you.
Fuck, that's the best one so far. That's a tough one because there's nothing better than when you have been holding on forever and then you finally relieve yourself. It's just like, oh,
see,
fuck.
I can't really comment on that because
you're always pissing.
I struggle to hold on for long enough. Like I've just said before, I'll pull over on the freeway, I'll pull over on the highway.
So you're fucked, like you got a real weak.
It's getting better. It's getting better from this Chinese medicine that I've been doing. So it's getting a lot better. What was the other one?
Getting to the car park. Oh, yeah, full, but then someone pulls out right in front of you.
I'm okay with parking far away. Like it's never.
No, I'm talking about the whole car park.
Yeah,
because on that, I prefer to park a little far away.
Same.
I don't want the aggravation about a tight spot. You know, and I don't. No. You know, there's people around you. No, just take the one.
And
if park there's a closer, three spot, take the middle.
Park closer to the exit. So when you leave, there's not congestion trying to get out.
That's smart.
And walk a little bit further. Who cares?
My wife, it's one of the things that banes me, but she has to find the fucking spot closest to the door.
So Hannah, she'll laugh listening to me before him. But like, there'll be a spot, like one there, but then there'll be one like across four down. Yeah. And it's a bit easier to park into for me. So I'll go to that one. She'll be like, what's wrong with that one? I'm like,
because it's fucked.
And it's like 14 meters away. Like, what's the big fucking deal? Like,
we'll be okay. I can't do that. So, like, you can see the car park. And then I'll say, there's three spots down there. Easy park. Pull in. Don't have to worry about getting straight in.
Easy.
Or there's one right there.
Yeah.
In between two other cars.
No, thank you.
No,
thank you.
Get to just a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going piss.
Yeah, I'm going piss too.
All right, piss wins. Okay, next up.
The car park's about to get crazy though, going into Christmas.
All right.
Ooh, baby. Have you been in New Caron up?
No, I'm going this weekend. I need to return
They got so much right with this place, bar the parking. There's only two or three exits that are open currently, and it is fucked. I went to Good Life, the gym there, which is fucking amazing how they've got it done up, because Luke's a member there, so I went with him, trained on Saturday, and it was fucking pandemonium trying to get out of there. It was fucked, just like, oh, this is so bad. This Christmas is going to be shocking there.
I was thinking about that, maybe just getting an Uber there.
You know what you're better off doing? Parking on the street.
Yeah, if you can see people already parking on the street, then I think, all right, I'm just going to go here.
Yeah.
Furthest away, easiest to get away with.
They have not got that right. They've not got that right. Maybe it's because they're still finishing shit off, but they have not got the amount of exits right at that place.
All right, next up. Arguing with someone on a topic and then getting proven right when you check Google.
Mm.
It's a little win. Up against a day out with the boys that ends up being perfect.
That one.
That's that easy. Word.
All right. Next up, Damon, this might not really apply to you, but you know, you can still feel it.
It's about showering.
No. Asking a fellow student a question on an assignment, and then they just say, oh, you can just borrow my assignment when I'm done. And so, like, what you're really trying to do, like, no, I've done a lot of science and exam.
Adam, you don't need to explain it. He's going to pick the next one.
No, I'm just explaining. Like,
you don't know that.
Right.
What's the next one?
So what? When you asked a question about this one, what you're really trying to trigger is, can you give me your assignment?
Mm. So someone to read between the lines.
There are a lot of people that are very protective of the work they do, and they'll go, oh, okay, I'll help you with that question. But then the real good people that just go, you know what, mate? And I'm one of those. Just take my sign.
Like me when you were trying to copy me off.
If you copy me.
Even bile exam.
If you copy it word for word and we both get done, you just have to own it.
Can I tell a funny story about that?
One of the funniest things ever.
No, not that. About copying word for word. Frank once at school copied my, it was a, where to write a, so we did vocational English. So it was filling out forms and like, it was so easy. I went to do a movie review and I can't remember what I did one on and he copied mine word for word. And he was so in the zone that he started writing Damon on the top right corner. Like he started writing and then like realised what he's doing. Just crossed it out and then wrote Frank next to it. And I remember the teacher going, I can't remember, I think it was Redden. And him going,
no, Mr. Redden, surely not, would have killed him.
No, it was someone like that. And I remember Frank going, cuz, you got to take the blame. My dad's going to kill me. And I remember the teacher going, right, boys, someone's copied here. Like, who did it? I was like, oh, I copied him. So he's like, no, you didn't. Frank copied yours. Both of you got detached. I remember we had to rewrite him. And then Frank copy and pasted his next one. and just handed that in.
What do you mean copy and paste?
Off the internet. Oh, I remember because it was a night at the Roxbury he did it on.
What was the movie review? Why do you need to copy
and
that?
I remember he copy it's and pasted
like,
it.
Yeah, it was a great movie. And I like this part about it.
I'll never forget this. They used the word Guido-ish. So like they said two Guido-ish brothers or whatever. And I remember he asked Frank to read it out. Frank didn't know what the word was. And that's how he didn't even know what the word was. He copied it.
No,
that's a true story. If he denies it.
He did it.
The word
Frank,
was Guido-ish.
I'm calling you tomorrow. We're discussing this. How you don't know what Guido-ish is.
And he's like,
how did he try to say it?
I can't remember. I don't think he even tried.
That is so fucking funny.
It's a true story, though. Don't let him tell you it's not.
And so that's up against a little unexpected discount on something you're buying.
Oh, yeah, that's
what did I say, Adam? What did I fucking say? Although that was funny. We got the story out of it.
But what's your answer, Chop?
I'm going to go to discount.
All right, the discount.
Don't you love it when something's already, you think it's already a discount. Like you don't realise that there's a sign.
Yeah.
So it's got like the sticker on it, say it was 80 and then the sticker's got 60 and then you don't realise it's further 25%. You're like,
I got another one. Obviously all the cyber Black Friday sales and all that. I bought it because what I've done, which is going to be cool if we want to go to sport, I bought an outdoor projector and a screen. And I was like, fuck, this would be sick. So I'm not going to have a movie night in summer. But I was like, fuck, I need something for sound. So I went and had a look at soundbar, like just portable soundbar.
For outside.
Fucking $250 soundbar, Kogan one. And I used to have a Kogan one at Ruby Street. Perfect. Nothing wrong with it. Sounded great. I was like, fuck, go to checkout. $59.
Oh,
I was like, living. So even if it gets fucking destroyed,
Did you take advantage of any Black Friday stuff? I kind of forgot about it. I checked my email.
Then they got Cyber Monday. So there's still Cyber Monday
sales every fucking time.
Yeah, but some of these are next level.
All they got was Step 1 jocks. Every time they have a sale, I top up my Step 1 jocks.
All right, round two. Cancel plans up against a discount.
Cancel plans. Chop's going to go discount because he hasn't had to be forced into
it. Cancel plans, like not like that, no.
But just like
we always do what I want to do.
It's not your plans.
It's not your plans. Like, not me.
Sometimes.
You know, making, say, with Damon, let's go out. You know, because that plan you don't want to cancel. I'm talking about the friends.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Discount.
Right.
Let's just call it what it is. Any plan that your missus makes, really. Let's just call it what it is.
98%
of this. Nah, I love doing everything with you.
It's hard to beat. All right.
So do I.
Next up. Mum says good takeaway. Versus the day out with the boys.
Day out.
I think takeaway for me. I mean, the boys, obviously, but
we got a boys' day next
about
weekend.
Little wins.
Yeah, exactly. The unexpected win. Yeah. On the way home from school, Mom, what's the dinner expecting?
And she goes, I'm pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Or on Saturday, we're going to McDonald's tonight. Yeah. Yes.
Well, boys, I'm tired. We're just going to get pizza tonight.
Fucking living.
All right. What do you reckon, Damon?
The food.
Yeah.
Takeaway.
All right. Up next, waking up in the night, realizing you still have many hours to sleep. Versus taking a piss after holding it on for ages.
But getting up in the middle of the night.
Taking a piss.
Because that happens, like I said, a couple times a year maybe.
Yeah, but see, you're probably the outstanding outlier in that. Anomaly.
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 Nailed it.
Fuck you.
No, I struggled with it.
Yeah. But like, I would find if I woke up at 2 and I was like wide awake, I'd be like, fuck, I'm not going to get back to sleep now. Oh, no, and do my fucking sleep. Head in.
Yeah, for you it'd be worse. I'm going for the piss.
Yeah,
I'm
piss. Going
for the piss. Alright, next one. The multi versus the booger.
Multi.
I'm going booger.
Multi because it's rare, more rare.
Yeah.
That's definitely unexpected for you, eh?
Unexpected. Rare as bloody hen's teeth, mate.
All right. Here we go. Round three, semifinals. Cancel plans versus the multi.
Multi.
Cancel plans.
Yeah. Fuck, all right.
Because I guarantee you, whatever I put on that multi, I'd pay more to get out of the plans.
So Sunday, just gone, right? Friends of ours, it was her birthday. And look, to be honest, you know, I don't mind going to their house to birthday, whatever. But because we had Alessio, we're only ever going to go there for a short time. And I thought, is Loz going to say, don't worry about it because we can only go there for half an hour. We've got things to do. She didn't do that. So I was kind of like hoping for the, because, yeah, you know, it's, you have to take the kid there, get the kid out, say hello. Then by the time you say hello, you have to fucking leave.
Yeah.
So like, really? And I'm hoping on the way, like, not on the way, but like before, I'm like, she's just going to go, you know what? Don't worry about it. Oh, it's not 2 hours.
But that didn't happen, did it?
No. And to be honest, like, it's good to see him. Don't, like,
yeah, said, that's the thing. Most of the time, no, it's never about what you're doing. It's never about the person or anything like that. It's just, you just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, it just finished. I like, say if it's Friday night, but then I hate Friday night plans.
Get home from work.
Just want to, yeah, end of week.
It's been a big week. Yeah. And then it's just like, oh, I got something to do. No matter what it is.
Look, if you're going to the cancel plans, you don't want to be the person canceling them.
You can never be.
Right? You want the other person to take the initiative and say,
yeah,
you know what? And make something. Oh, I give a fuck.
And then you're just going to do your best to go, oh,
yeah, oh no. Maybe another time.
Mm. Yeah, and just rip your clothes off. Okay. Half a second.
Progress.
Oh, fuck you, Chop.
I think I'm the sensitive one tonight. I don't know about that.
I was more doing it because I just pictured Damon taking off his pants.
Cancel. Okay. Takeaway versus the piss through the night.
Piss.
Takeaway for me.
Look, as a perennial, as a long-serving fat boy.
Prolific.
Yeah, prolific maybe. That's just a long-term prolific fat pisser. Guy. I'm going for the takeaway.
What's your takeaway of choice, Damon?
Hungry Jack's.
I was thinking Hungry Jack's for you.
Yeah, you were right. Growing up was Hungry Jack's because it was just, I don't like Macca's, but maybe even Red Rooster. Red Rooster, I still put in the healthy-ish category.
Tropicana, nothing better.
I convinced myself it's like healthy-ish.
When you were saying, I'm going to get fast food, but you know what? I'm not going to go too bad. I'm going to go Red Rooster.
Mm.
Well, when you think about it, it's roast chicken.
Yeah, but not when you're getting the strips. Two pineapple fritters, three pieces of buttermilk wings.
Like, my missus loves KFC because it's real chicken. Like, the tenders, the fried chicken, all that, it's real chicken.
Yeah.
It's just fucking deep fried.
Yeah.
So it's worse for you than Macca's, but yeah, it's got real chicken. I'm like, you can't, that's not an argument.
Kind of is, but a new KFC opened in Malaga the other day, right near our work.
Ooh, like, right. There's near nothing better than the ultimate burger box.
Oh yeah,
you get chicken, coleslaw. Cancel your afternoon
plans after.
Yeah, dude.
I messaged Luca when I drove past. I was like, it's going to be brand new oil, brand new machines. Yep. Everything's going to be like just clean, like, perfect. And he messaged me about 2 hours later. He's like, spot on, cuz. It was
KFC's like one of those ones that you think about, like, fuck, he's so good, but you don't have it anywhere near as much as like a Mac or a Hungry Jack's.
You can't.
You can't.
It's too much. Yeah. You think about how you feel after KFC, dude. Imagine feeling like
I feel dirty after Macca's, though.
You know what's also good? The fucking bread rolls.
Yeah, dinner rolls.
Oh.
So I worked at KFC for, 4 years or something through high school.
Yeah.
The best thing ever you can get from
cold KFC?
No, it's a dinner roll with a nugget, a bit of their cheese, and some of their mayo.
Oh,
just during the shift, you just snack on one of them, like just smash.
So you'd snack a lot while you were working.
Fuck yeah!
Did you see how big Damon was?
Come on, mate! Did you see how fucking exactly?
See that bowling
comes to school with fucking KFC the next day, selling it to people.
Colonel, mate.
All right, the grand final, cancel plans, takeaway.
Who's
gonna take it out?
I got on takeaway.
As a kid, takeaway was probably the easy number one, but now as I get older, it's cancelled plans.
Cancelled plans. My weekends are very busy, even if there's nothing on.
Yeah, our lives are busy.
And so whenever there's something to just freeze up a little bit of time,
mm-hmm.
a bit of me time.
Mm-hmm. Bit of wife one-on-one time, watch a movie with the missus or something.
All right, so cancelled plans, takes it out. That's the little win. The bracket.
And it's not, like we said, if you are the plan that have been cancelled,
don't be offended.
It's not on you. It's not that I don't want to do anything with you. It's that I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Fair enough. Boys.
Chop.
Colts lost. Dallas lost. The fucking Giants won.
Would you believe it?
Would you believe they won?
How many times do you reckon since we've been recording has my team been the only winner? Whether it's AFL or NFL.
Not fucking very high.
I think it's the first time.
It might be the first.
But what I will say is this. Do you really want to win?
No. Not at all.
Why?
What's the point?
If you go on a winning streak, it's going to help Joe Judge.
Which I don't want.
And potentially Gettleman.
No, Gettleman's got one more year. There's an article this week that's saying he's got one more year. He's retiring. He's 71.
Yeah.
He's so fucking old. Yeah, why are you still around?
That means he's got one more offseason to fuck it up even
and
more.
And this is perhaps their biggest with two first rounders.
But that's why like, you just lose every game from here on in. Because even if we finish, what, 4-13 or 5, and you know, you can't keep Gettleman
What's
up
the
there.
Difference between, because what are you now, 4-7?
4-7.
So if you go 4-7 and you finish
6-10.
6-11 now because yeah. It's the 17 game. That doesn't help you for next season as opposed to being 4-13.
Three or four spots better.
Yeah, but hang on. I will say this. No offense. This draft doesn't look anywhere as good.
Yeah, but you're
not picking up
a
QB.
You still want to be. If you're going to be shit, you may as well be shit.
Every draft, there's a gem. There's a sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if they need to work on their O-line.
There are quality players there. It's better to have the higher pick. Always going to ring true. You always hear.
What are you talking about?
You compare one draft to another draft and say, "Yeah, that's obviously a." What do you mean? What am I talking about?
A draft pick's always going to ring true. There's plenty of high draft picks that have gone shit.
Having the higher draft pick will always ring true. You always want the higher draft pick.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were saying.
So if you, like, there'll always be a draft that's better than another draft, right? Mm. Yeah, this draft had more talented players than that draft. But you still want the ability to pick someone that's going to help you and you want to be as high up as possible. You don't want to be trading up. You don't want to get in a position where so-and-so falls to 7 and you're sitting at 10 when you really should have been sitting at 7. You picked him up and said...
Like last year with the Bears and getting Justin Fields. And now we get... Well, that's the only kind of same case is we've got two picks and the other one's going to be a high pick because Chicago Bears are the same as us.
So you reckon within 10 to 15?
I reckon we're going to have back-to-back picks. I reckon we're going to have picks 10, 11 or 9 and 10 or something like that.
And look, that gives you flexibility. Maybe you can trade.
We've trade one, keep one. Yeah, so there's that. I think we trade. What my ideal thing would be to draft the best O-lineman you can and then trade for another good O-lineman. Bring in a good vet. Have a good young fresh meat. We're pretty good everywhere else. Our defense is pretty fucking good.
You don't need wide receivers. Your D is always holding up.
Saquon's...
Philly have been putting 40 on the board.
Yeah. And then our D is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but you know what I will say about this NFL season? It's really fucking weird.
It's really so weird.
A weird year. There's teams that just... No business winning a game, they'll win a game. Then the next week you think, all right, well, clearly they're a better team than that team. The other team will fucking show them up.
Yeah.
You go, well, what week was right? You don't know. I look at my team, we've had... We're 6-6. Three of our losses.
We started 0-4.
0-3. And three of our losses, or maybe we did start 0-4, I can't remember. But three of our losses, which were against Baltimore, Tennessee, and Tampa, each game had a double digit lead.
Yep.
And right
at the last minute or two.
Well, two of them we were up with a minute ago. I mean, Tampa, that third quarter fucked us. Yeah. But like, you look at that, it's like, that's just fucked. Like, that just completely ruins our season. Even if we made the playoffs, not going to do anything. Then you look at Dallas. They're like start 7-1, whatever it was.
6-1.
Then they've lost three of the last four. Dak looks like nothing.
Well, no, hang on. He's put up nearly 400 yards last game.
It's been terrible. Like, I mean,
it's
been terrible.
He had no wide receivers last game. He put over 300 yards and threw for three TDs last game.
How many throws?
Three.
How many throws?
No, his completion percentage wasn't too bad.
What our issue is, pure and simple, and where we've started to lose is we can't get the run game going. Yeah. Zeke is injured. He's playing injured. He had like fucking 9 carries on the week.
He said he's prepared to sit out.
He's got to rest and just get.
So anyway, but the Cowboys they're probably not going to finish in the top three. Probably not.
We're going to win the division, I think.
Green Bay, Tampa, and
you know what,
Arizona,
NFC East. It's still pretty open because there's still a lot of interdivisional games.
Yeah, that's gonna decide.
Like, you still got to play Philly twice.
Philly once. We already beat Philly.
Washington twice.
Washington twice and you once.
Yeah, so, and then like Philly still have to play.
So we got
Washington
four games,
twice.
Four conference games.
Yeah, so it's still up in the air.
I think
they'll win the division, but that means they'll finish fourth.
Yeah,
and so they'll be playing a team fifth, the Rams, which not scaring anyone at the moment, but still. Like Stafford.
I don't know if Rams hang on to that spot right now.
No, you don't know they do because have you seen what's fucking belong? It's absolutely fucking nothing. Dog shit.
Well, at the moment it's very confusing. I think right now I'm gonna say the Patriots are the best team at the moment.
So the number one seed in the AFC is Baltimore.
Yeah.
No business being number one.
So you look at record, but then you look at like form.
Yeah,
and right now, Patriots are 6-6 and they're outscoring their opponents ridiculously. Yeah. I'm sorry, but we need it. The world needs it. Patriots versus Buccaneers Super imagine. Bowl. Just shut down the world.
Imagine.
That's what Bill versus Tom, overtime game.
I don't know if there would be a more hyped Super Bowl than that.
I don't think there's a more hyped sporting event than that.
Yeah.
Just the blood. Yeah,
that's true.
You know, not necessarily bad blood, but just, you know, Tom went away the first year, got his.
No, it's then got every storyline possible.
Imagine if they get theirs, they get seven. So then it's seven, so, you know, Patriots seven, well, Brady seven.
Imagine
like,
it goes to OT.
That's shit, what it's like. We got Mac Jones versus
Brady.
Well,
look, if we can't beat...
Give me that.
We got the Saints on Friday. If we can't beat the fucking
they're
Saints.
One of the, they're terrible. They're on a 4-game losing streak. I think the Seahawks are terrible. They were so bad today.
They are
that
was
so
hard
what's game to watch. The Saints record? Chopper, have you got the standings in front
six,
of you?
Yes.
5-6, but they're 0-4.
Right, they're 5-6.
Lost their last four.
Okay. And who's in the currently in the sixth seed in the NFC?
2 seconds. 49ers.
Vikings.
Sixth seed in the NFC is San Fran.
On and they're 5-6?
Yeah, six and five, and then LA is ahead
so
of them.
So the Saints,
7-4.
After a 4-game losing streak, are still only 1 game off the sixth seed. That's how because there's still potentially six games for most teams to go, there's still so much more movement. You could see the Falcons even make it. And they have no business being in
there. They're 5-6.
But they could still make the playoffs and they shouldn't be
crazy.
Anywhere near the playoffs. They've been fucking terrible.
Yeah, see, San Fran, can catch LA. San Fran's only a game behind
like,
LA. And they're in great form, San Fran.
Whatever. But like if you're looking at it trying to pick a Super Bowl winner.
There's no way.
Well, to be honest, like out of the NFC, I like Green Bay the most. And that's because of Rodgers. They do have a real...
They're one injury away to Aaron Rodgers from being absolutely...
Yeah, but you say that about
him. He's got the week off this week, which will help him.
Yeah. The one team which, for me, is obviously flying on the rags, they've lost a few shit games, but I reckon they're going to beat New England this week, is Buffalo.
That's a big one.
Buffalo will beat New England.
Monday
and then
night.
Everyone will be, oh, fuck. Yeah, just another spanner in the
world. Where
works.
Is it?
In Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Monday night football. If Patriots win that, oof. Real deal.
Why
real.
The fuck is NFL have like flexible scheduling? Because yes. Why the fuck would you have Washington, Seattle on Monday Night Football?
No,
like, two of the shittiest
they do
teams.
Flex teams.
You can only flex. So each network can only flex a certain amount of games per year.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
for example,
such a bad game.
Fox or NBC can only flex 5 games. So they'll get the schedule locked in, and then they can flex 5 games.
Why would you not flex that? That's got to have one of the lowest viewerships.
What else would you have put there this week?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but Chop, you got to remember, right?
Tampa Bay and the Colts. Oh, yeah, who's
Rams
got it?
You got to remember.
Rams, Packers.
If you waste your flex on that game.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't just take every game, any game you want. Like
later in the year.
No, it has to be the game.
You need that flex.
There has to be a game on their network. That's what I'm saying. But, okay. Seattle, Washington... was a fucking atrocious game.
It should not have been on there.
Should not have been there.
But what I would say is that if you're the NFL, you know, I guess these guys, they pay a lot of money for the broadcasting rights. But what was Washington Seattle going to be at the start of the season anyway? Like,
exactly right. What?
It must be a rule that each team has to play a primetime game.
Absolutely.
They have to play one of those primetime games every year.
Because like I feel like almost every other week Baltimore's in a primetime game. I feel like they get it for you.
Yeah, they do.
So like you have to play one Thursday, one Sunday, and one Monday at least every year. That's every team has to play them because you'll see the Jags on a Thursday night. Like no one wants to see the Jags.
Yeah.
So they'll see them. Actually, I don't know if they get Sunday. Have you seen the Jags on a Sunday night?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the Jags.
Oh, the Jags were when they played the Bengals. Or was that a Thursday? No, that was a Thursday.
Do you know what's good? McCaffrey.
No. Oh, McCarthy. Oh, the
McCarthy
COVID.
Yeah.
Not coaching this weekend. Be interesting because I like our offensive coordinator.
Callum Moore.
Yeah, to be our future
coach. Young guy.
Young guy. Anyway, let's progress to some fan questions.
Oh, wait. A little bit on the AFL draft.
Wait, yeah. Let's
oh, sorry. AFL draft.
Game on. Yeah? Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry. You could go first. We only had 2 picks.
You have two.
No, sorry, we had one. We had 1 pick, and then in the rookie draft, we elevated a academy player.
Yeah,
first time elevating an academy Carlton player that we've ever done that.
Yeah.
South Sudanese guy, going to moose his name, so I'm not even going to attempt it. But we did draft a Motlop at pick 25. Little Jesse Motlop.
Exactly what you need.
Exactly.
Small crumbing forward.
Eddie Betts out. Quick. Motlop speed, in.
Skillful.
And I saw they posted some highlights on the Carlton page of Motlop, and Eddie Betts commented like a bunch of love hearts and the fist bump. And then he said something. I can't remember what he said. Hashtag number 19.
Wow.
So
give it to him.
If Eddie's giving it praise, give it to him. Let him know what he's got to live up to. I don't think he'll play this year.
No, he will.
He's 74 kilos. He's
They'll throw him in for a few games.
I think because we've already got the four small forwards that they'll rotate through.
Yeah, Fisher. But his position, you can be small.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it can be small, like lightweight.
Yeah. I just think we've got Honey, Owies, Fisher. Yeah. I think they'll sort of play ahead of him. Maybe he might.
I was relatively happy with our draft.
Fuck off.
Got a few young midfielders, beefed up the midfield. You know, a couple of young forwards and a prospect, like it. Granted, nobody knows how these guys are going to go, but getting younger, talent. I'm not excited for next year. I'm not saying like I'm sitting there going, we're going to do something special, but I will say this: I'm looking forward to watching a young team play.
Do you know? I'm a little bit. We'll move on in a sec, but now I think about round one next year, right? So
you're still owning that big call?
No, not at all, because we lost Liam Jones, obviously. So you got to think round one, first game up.
You can't renege on that.
Right? No, I'm not going to renege. But I'm nowhere near as confident now. So obviously Wiedering takes Lynch.
Yeah.
And then Jones would have taken Riewoldt. So now we don't have Jones to take Riewoldt. So you're going to have Mitch McGovern maybe.
Well, what about Marchbank? Would be ready?
What about Marchbank?
Plowman?
He can't. Neither of them can play on Jack Riewoldt. Plowman's not that soft.
Good, Jack Riewoldt.
Yeah, but they're soft. They're both soft. No way. But he'd tell.
Oh, so McGovern.
Say McGovern. That's going to be his first game playing back as a swingman or whatever. It's going to be against Jack. It's just, I don't know. I'm already not liking it. Liam Jones has fucking hurt us. Just move on.
Fucking anti-back.
In terms of the Eagles, we drafted four West Aussies. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, sort of the Dockers. Funny that.
COVID. Kind of that
trouble. COVID.
Yeah.
All right. Let's fucking go. So, from the real Glenn Austin. Chiari, after yesterday's incredible performance, would you turn gay for Kambosis? So, George Kambosis, the first Australian to become...
Wait, answer the question. Would you turn gay?
Too many tattoos for me, to be honest.
All right.
Not my type,
Before
Austin.
We move on to about Kambosis, if there is one guy that you would turn gay for, who would it be?
One guy. That is a fucking interesting question. One guy.
That's hard. Do you go for looks or someone that you've really idolised? And
both, maybe. I got mine, easy. David Beckham.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
He's so sexy.
Fuck yeah.
Luke Hodge.
Oh, yeah?
Hodgey.
You've kicked the footy again. So, Brucey, what are you trying to tell us?
I'll kick the footy with
him. Yeah.
Chop, I imagine, with Ramos or something.
Nah.
Tattoos. So you want to clean
Chop. Chop wants someone big and strong and powerful.
But no tattoos, though.
No tattoos.
Nah. Did you see Campos? He's literally inked up to nine.
So is David Beckham.
Yeah, but that's why I'm not picking David Beckham.
Chop likes to be the little spoon, right, so I reckon The Rock.
Yeah. No, man.
No, he'd rip him up.
I'd go probably Brad Pitt. He's a good-looking motherfucker.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
David Beckham or Tom
Bex
Brady.
Bex is a good one.
Or Tom Brady.
Or...
Tom Brady.
Because he'd love to just sit Bex there and talk to
Bex would be more, like, cool. Like, just...
Yeah.
Or...
Brady would be hard work.
Buddy, buddy.
You got to do this diet.
Yeah, that's true.
You're telling fuck off. Or buddy, buddy, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. He's a good-looking lad, too.
He'd be funny as fuck.
Yeah, he'd be fun as well.
Yeah,
Reynolds is a good one. Good one, Chop. All right.
So, but Kambosis, George Kambosis, first Aussie Unify lightweight titles. Unbelievable performance that...
Apparently
Teofimo Lopez...
Nailed it.
Beat Lomachenko, who is arguably meant to be one of the greatest boxers ever, to get all the belts. And then I think this was his first fight back, I believe, and he's taken on George Kambosis. The two dads, I don't know if anyone's seen the video, but the two dads were going at it in the gym during fight week. Yeah. The Lopez dad was trying to fight Kambosis. It was fucking ludicrous. But these Lopez camp seem like they're absolutely delusional, because I watched the fight, fought Kambosis, won. A little bit rocky at the end, but to me, he came back and actually won the last two rounds as well.
From what I've read, Chop, it was a fight that
both guys landed many hits.
Oh, dude. Some like big.
It was back and forth.
Lopez had a massive cut above his left eye, I believe, and he was just pissing out blood. Like, real bad cut.
A lot
cut.
Of people talked really, really positively about that fight.
Oh, like it, for me, it's fights. Probably one of the fights of the year, definitely. It'd be in the top three or four that I've watched.
Tell you what was a good fight that I watched the week before was Tim Zhu, Kostya Zhu's son.
Really?
Yeah the Japanese guy had a head like a he just took punches, man.
We were watching, like, the third round, I was like, fuck, this is not going to go past the fourth round. And then every round, we're like, all right, this is going to be the one.
Tough Japanese boxer.
Japanese guy would just cop it.
He was getting bashed.
He wouldn't have won a round, I don't think. And Tim Zhu the whole time was just measured and just very patient.
He's very composed, isn't he? Very calm.
Yeah, a few times he could have just, like, gone for it, and he just stayed.
He knew
he was winning.
He just needed to win.
Exactly.
And so he's going to go to the US now.
Both of you are experienced boxers. So you'll see, like, you know, when you're doing what Tim Zhu is doing, like, he's like winning, obviously winning the fight. Then he tries and goes for it. He opens himself up to the big hit. And all of a sudden, he's rocked off. Sometimes he's knocked out.
What you're describing, Adam, is exactly what happened in the first round of the Kambosos fight. So that Lopez said he's going to come knock him out in the first round, just went out there and literally tried to take his head off. Kambosos landed one of the best overhand rights. I don't know how he didn't knock him out because it was so heavy and so quick. Dropped him on his ass, and he got back up really quickly, but... fuck, I was like, that Lopez is a tough son of a bitch because that was a big, big shot. But got caught, didn't respect Kambosos and got caught. So exactly right, Tim Zhu needed to do is just get the fucking win, get out of there with the win, and then get over to the US and fight some big name.
Nice. Boxing's back, hey?
Boxing's back in a big
it's
way.
It's popular.
Very
do you think
big
it's
way.
Because of the UFC effect?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And without a shadow of a doubt, it's the heavyweight division being as good as it's ever been since Lennox Lewis, Tyson, Holyfield.
That's true.
By a country mile. That's got people back into boxing because the big guys are the draws.
Yeah, but I do find...
And obviously Canelo.
I do find the better fights are like the welterweights and stuff like that.
Yeah, probably more. Yeah, but then like it's also we've had the... Ruiz fight against Joshua.
Yeah, and then Fury upset, Wilder.
And then Fury Wilder. So there's been like some fairy tales and... And then obviously the Paul brothers, Jake Paul especially, say what you want, but they're for the younger generation.
Fighting Tommy Fury December 16 or something like that?
We watched the press conference, or they did like an interview they Skyped in Jake Paul. Jake Paul's in his pool in the Costa Rica, wherever he is. He's got like a pineapple bucket hat on or something. And like Tommy Fury's dad, it was pretty.
He's exactly like Tyson Fury.
Yeah, he was pretty cringe though, but like he kept getting up and like going to the screen, like, he'll fucking battle you and like. Pointing at the screen, I was like, well, point at the
and
camera.
Then, and then he goes, Tommy's going to bend you over. Then he's going to fucking bend your missus over and fuck her in the ass. And you just see Tyson and Tom just went.
I think they do that on purpose.
Yeah,
right?
But the dad got left off the chain because he was just, that was cringe.
And,
like,
and Jake Paul's going, ah, oh, suck my dick. You're fucking lucky I'm banned from your country. Because he's not allowed to go to the US because
he's got a criminal record.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
There's one more question.
Last question was, I think it had to do with some of our biggest regrets in life. So we answered one about stuff we said in public, but this comes from Almost Footy Fantasy Legend.
Almost Footy Fantasy Legend.
Can you please just
Your phone.
Give us a nickname to refer to you by.
Let's call him Tom.
Almost Footy Legend.
Trevor Marmalade.
Trevor. We'll call him Trev.
All right. So
biggest
Trevor.
Biggest regret you've had. Keep up the good work, boys.
All right. Number one fan. Okay, biggest regret. Fuck, it's a hard one because I got a lot of them.
I've got some.
I've got thousands. But I don't regret anything.
There's a lot. Like I'm with you on that. Like, child. Like, I'd say the restaurant, you know, was a bit of a regret. But then that's where I met Hannah, so that's not really a regret. But I definitely regret ever starting smoking cigarettes. That's 100% saying I regret. Which, by the way, it was 102 days.
Hey.
Still no darts, no vapes, nothing. Buying the Great Wall.
How is that number
one?
For the listeners,
cigarettes,
picture this. A four-wheel drive that's a four-cylinder.
Everyone knows about the Great Wall.
A four-fucking-cylinder four-wheel drive.
You know how you hear people say, why would I go and spend X amount on this when I, for the half the price I can get all the bells and whistles and I'll get this car?
No.
It literally was a fucking tin shed on wheels.
My dad drove that to Melbourne and still has that in Melbourne.
No, he does not still have that car.
Yeah, he still drives that car.
What do you mean? Yeah, how's it not just fucking falling apart?
Good
you,
car.
You couldn't drive that for longer than a day without being an issue.
Yeah, you yeah, really couldn't.
That thing. That's why
I
was a regret.
I just want to know how they expect you to go four-wheel driving in a four-cylinder and get up a fucking sand dune.
You can't even get up a fucking hill.
Yeah. I reckon you know how, like, if you left that on the side of the road with the keys in the ignition and came back the next day, it'd still be there.
Yep.
No one was stealing that.
Nope. Nope.
Any other one, Damon?
Yeah, handballing it to Daniel Pastorelli when I did my knee the first time. Definitely that.
Oh,
there's good. Another one, but
Daniel Pastorelli features in this show.
Well, yeah, a lot. If anyone still speaks to
you, what about you, Brucey?
One is didn't take a year off between high school and uni.
Yeah,
to travel, go live overseas for a little bit, probably Italy. Like just there, learn a language, all that. Another one is, reversing into Catter's brother's truck.
I remember that.
First week I got my license.
Yeah.
In the Nissan Bluebird.
In the Bluebird.
And then the 2B to that is initially lying to my brothers about what had happened. And then Marco's like, come on, bro. Tell us what happened. And probably another one would be, what's another one? Oh, yeah, the first house that I sold in Balcatta. Got a windfall of money. Like, not windfall, but, like, I made some money out of it. And I just spent it, most of it. I put some of it to the next house, but I should have invested more of it. Like, I should have... That could have been fucking...
Yeah, but you live and learn from those things. I've got some of them.
Chop.
This
is when you say, I don't have any regrets.
I don't really. I live my life the way I do. And live a quarter.
He lives his life a quarter mile.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Family.
For me, it's probably.
Chop's list of regrets is like that Mumbo Number 5 song. A little bit of it. Just a rattle off a bunch of girls' names.
It'd be one of them, if we one listed of them, Chop's regrets for him.
Yeah, one of them. List it for me. One of them's definitely not going over to the US when Joe and Ricker were living over there and doing some traveling with them. I had nothing on. I'd finished uni. I was working just some bullshit job. I should have gone over there for a couple of months and done some traveling. That was something I think I've always gone, fuck, I wish I did, because I love the US.
Could have still been there.
Fucking probably could have started DJing.
Gee,
there's been quite a few with females.
Yeah, I'd say
but
all of the above.
Nah. There's been some great ones. Some lessons learned.
Some lessons not learned.
Some lessons not learned. But that's life.
Exactly.
Like, so you don't regret those. You just
You do. You're allowed to regret them. You just try your best to get better.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had one, I won't mention the name, but come out of the woodwork.
What, recently?
Yeah, like 4 weeks ago. Like, next, like...
We don't want to see this person...
No, it's all right, because it's been long enough now, I've forgiven it, but...
Voldemort.
What can I say? I was actually taken back by her message.
Do you regret... any of the cars you've purchased?
Any of the cars?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
No, why?
I'm asking a question.
No, but can I finish what I'm fucking saying? Beautiful message she actually sent me, apologising for what she did and stuff like that. So I hope she's happy wherever she goes in life. And
it's called a wolf in sheep's clothing.
No, we don't go there. But it was really nice, heartfelt. But she'd been saying she wanted to say this to me for years and just couldn't buster it up, and then... she ended up doing it. So that was very nice of her. But that was going back, fucking nearly 10 years. Jeez. And getting a message like that saying, how good a person I am and she wishes she handled it differently. And I was like, 10 years, probably a little bit too late, but, it takes a strong person, takes a big person to fucking do that.
I respect
that fully.
I've got one, but I don't know if I can say it.
Is it about me?
Nah.
Say it.
Nah,
say it. You can't fucking do that to the listeners now.
So years and years ago, in a Southeast Asian country.
Actually, no. You're not. We're gonna. Yeah, say it.
No, I can't say it.
Yeah, you can.
No, this was another decade ago.
This is not a decade ago. You're a different man.
Yeah.
This is a story that you're going to tell your older kids back when they're like 30.
Yeah, we're at a big party. We're on an island, whatever. It's in Southeast Asia, and I wanted to obtain some narcotics. So I went over to a tuk-tuk driver, asked him, and he said, yeah, I've got this stuff, and he let me taste that stuff, and I knew it was bad, and I said, no, no, no. He goes, all right, get in. So I went on a journey with another person who I won't mention, and we went to the depths of the jungle and bought some drugs, some meth from the jungle.
How the fuck you guys were not killed and skinned or robbed or anything is fucking beside me.
So we got it and it's all good. There's more to that story. I'm not going to go into the details, but it's haunted me ever since.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that one. That's not...
I don't regret going there and buying it.
Oh,
I regret that we didn't smoke it. That's what I regret, that we didn't have a pipe. Because
he said this to me on the weekend. I was like, that is what you actually regret.
It's funny because then we got that fucking question. Died. Then we got that question from that guy. That's why I was like, oh, that's good timing.
Maybe it is.
Oh, maybe he knows.
Maybe it's the guy who was around you when you were talking.
No, it was at my house.
Nah, because that was just me and him.
Maybe Chop's the average fantasy guy.
Maybe it's Hannah.
Maybe it's Hannah.
This is fun. Regrets. What other regrets have I got?
Okay, I don't know. But I regret that burger I had last week. I regret the pizza I had 2 weeks ago. I regret eating the other pizza after that pizza.
Yeah, I reckon traveling's another one. I didn't travel enough. But there's still time for that.
Thank you, guys. Subscribe. We love yous.
Sorry, Mum.
Text, Linda. Text. Don't call.
You've been listening to Any Given Take. Follow the boys on Instagram and Twitter at Any Given Take.
Ventura? Yes, Satan?